Good morning, Rabbi. Pasuk Chaf. L'man telech b'arach tovim v'ochos tzadik in tishma. A person whose life is directed and guided by Torah, it will put him on the road of tovim and on the path of tzaddikim. L'man telech b'darach tovim zeh koy al ha'mayla, sh'ha'Torah tagen alecha v'tishmocha min hara, u'machmeh zeh tuchal lahalach b'darach tovim. Ki hara ma'akev milelech b'darach tov tamid. That there's a double fallout from Ra. When a person is involved, and again, in whatever form that the Ra appears, when a person's involved with Ra, there's actually double fallout. There's the obvious fallout that Kishela Atzmo, that involvement is wrong. And that involvement is damaging for him, yitachin for others as well. But then it also prevents him from getting involved with tov. The mashal is, let's say you have a young boy and he falls in, rachmana litzlan, with the wrong crowd. So they only spend, I don't know, whatever evening hours together. So that time is Ra. But beyond that, that involvement with the Ra also affects him when he's not with them. It also affects him in terms of having an effect that it prevents him from being involved in Tov, even at other times, and even in other situations. Ki hara ma'akev milelech b'darach tov tamid. What's the difference between derech tovim and orchot tzadikim? B'darach tovim, tov hu ha-meitivim ha-brios, v'tzadik meitiv yosem. Tzadik is a higher level. Sh'tzadik mi'bifnim, v'oset tzadokos, v'nosen mishalo lebrios b'chinam, af shalohoyu ru'iyem af lehetiv imahim. V'hu osa od stoke imahim. Zeu nikra tzadik. V'hu yose min hatovim. V'lachein heim mu'atim, ki ze yose kosha al ha'odam lasos stokim habrios. I will let's just read a couple of lines and then try to process at least some of it. I will lehetiv lebrios the heinu shelo lasos ra zeo dakim shavol bnei adam af lemi shahayu ro'ui lasos lo ra lefi hadin. So the Gaon here depicts L'man Telech B'Darach Tovim as a person whose Lefnim Yishuras Hadin, as it were, expresses itself passively. Even when he has a legitimate claim and grievance against someone, what the Gaon describes as Ro'u Lasos Ra Lefi Hadin. So as circumstances warrant, they don't always warrant, but as circumstances warrant, so he'll yield on that. He'll be mevater on that. That's something, says the Gaon, that's a level of tov. It's a level of chesed that many of us are practice. Lachen ksiv etzel hatovim derech shu derech rochav. It's a road, not a narrow path. It's a wide road. Aval etzel tzadikim orchos sheze inu el yichidei skula. As we've seen consistently, for the Gaon Orach is a narrow path because only a few people are traversing that path. V'gam omer tishmo l'fi she'ein darkam shavo b'ne adam lasos kein. L'chein orach zeh tzorach shmira. The less appreciated something is, the more of a challenge it is for a person to safeguard that. It's very easy to just sort of get swept away by a tide of what's popular, by public opinion, by what's commonly done, by what's commonly practiced. When you have something which is true and good and right, but not popular, so orach zeh tzorach shmira. V'al pi zeh tovin mashamu b'gemara b'metziah. Rabbi Bar Chana, hav tovu le hanu shkula e chavita dechama. He hired workers to transport a barrel of wine, and they broke it. Shaka ligli mahu. So as a mashkon for their paying damages, he took their shirts, their jackets, whatever it is. Also amul levav. So they went, the workers went, and they complained to Rav. Amalei, Rav says to Rav, Rav Chana, havelu glimayhu. Give them back their shirts. Amalei, dina hachi. But they were negligent in breaking my barrel. So they owe me the damages. So the din is that I'm mechuyev to return it. Amalei, in, leman telech b'derech tovim. So he listens to Rav. Yohavlehu glimayhu. So then they say to Rav, we worked all day. We don't have a penny in our pocket. We're hungry. Pay them. You have to pay them for the day's work, which resulted in their breaking your bell. So again, Rabbi Bar Chana asked Rav, Dinahachi. In, V'ochas tzadikim tishma. V'lachar ainu muvan, says the Gaon, shemitchila amal lo leman telech derech tovim. V'etzel haschar amal lo v'ochas tzadikim tishma. Why did Rav at first quote only the first half and the second and then later the second half? L'fima sheperashti asi shapir the limchol hahezek kenu derech meita hametiv lebrias lasos ken. Again, that's a more popular expression of tov. It comes under lachein amar leman telech b'derech tovim. Aval l'shalim agra af shelo asu klum ela shehiziku zeh einu afilu derech tovim lasos. That's beyond derech tovim. L'zos amar lo v'ochot tzadikim tishma. Umash amadin hachi amale in hainu negducha hadin nosen shetasa kain shezeu ochos tzadikim. See, the question in that Gemara and Bava Metzia is that presumably, I don't know, they're coming to are they coming to Rav for a din Torah, and is Rav being mechayev Rabbi Baba Achana in a din Torah to pay? So what exactly is the pshat here? So from the Gaon is mashma, I'm not positive, but from the Gaon is mashma like this, that Rav, when Rav tells him dina hachi, he's not telling him dina hachi in terms of psak din in a din Torah. He's saying, I can't tell you that as a psak din in a din Torah that you mechuyev to pay. But what I can tell you is that not in a din Torah sense of the word, it's din hachi. Because for someone on your madrega, you are obligated to be practicing the standard, operating by the standard of ochos tzadikim tishma. Hainu negducha hadin nosen shetasa kein. Shezehu ochos tzadikim. And mashma, that it's in that vein that Rav instructed him to pay them, not in the sense of a formal psak bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here. Blinan and Sashem, we'll continue in the tent around 12:30. Okay, everybody, have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe. Bezus Hashem.